Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch. Today, or should I say tonight rather, I have a special guest. How should I say this? She's like my little sister. And today she actually launched her skincare line, her beauty line, I should say. Introduce yourself, hun.
Oh my God, I feel so honored. I caught butterflies so quickly. But thank you so much for the warm introduction.
Of course.
My name is Kima, and I am the CEO of Beauty Is Us. Beauty Is Us is a motivational organization where our number one goal is to empower individuals to feel comfortable in their own skin and to feel beautiful. You know, I feel like there's been such a stigma put on the word beautiful. A lot of people feel like they have to look a certain image in order to feel, you know, accepted. And I really want my company to change that stigma. So I decided to create a company brand, which is Beauty by Beauties, which is my organic skincare line that I just launched. The pre-order started today. So thank you for that shout out. I'm very excited about the whole line in itself. It's a dream come true because I never really thought that I had a tangible product attached to Beauty Is Us. But I realized it was because I was never putting that energy into being able to push the line. So that's pretty much what, you know, the line is about, but I consider it your first step to self-care. I feel like self-care is very neglected in the Black community and a lot of communities. You know, a lot of people don't really understand how important it is to cleanse your face, to moisturize your face, but yet we sometimes spend a lot of money on makeup products. And I speak from experience, so that was a lot of the inspiration behind the line.
Okay. I think just your mission statement alone, it just like, you talk about me giving you butterflies. Like, I'm sitting here so proud of you. And not to mention, you're actually the first female that I've interviewed on my podcast. And I'm so honored have you on there. Like, I'm really, really hype about that. And also, just to tap in on what you're talking about, in our community, it is true. Skincare, self-care is neglected. People are mostly caught up into the Joneses as opposed to, okay, guess what? This is how I'm supposed to take care of myself. Now, even for me, like growing up, I just remember like my grandmother would be like, you know, make sure you put Vaseline on your skin. It will help your skin be smooth. And it was like little things like that. And as I got older, I was always big into skincare. That was just me personally because I've seen people who've neglected their skin. I've seen people who they look beautiful, they put makeup on, but after a while, with everything caked up and all that buildup, it starts to like open their pores more and stuff like that. So that's why specifically I chose the aloe vera product that you have because aloe is something that is very essential and a lot of people sleep on that.
The aloe tea, one thing about this skincare line, I really went back to the basics. I'm a long-time learner. I'm an avid learner. So I took a lot of different formulating classes. I've learned about different type of formulations just on how to just make a product work and what's good for certain skin types, excuse me. So when you bring up the aloe on Rivera, that's a staple product for me because it's so nourishing for the skin. And a lot of people neglect it because they feel like, oh, it's sticky or I don't want to use it. But when you mix it the right way, it's just so phenomenal for the skin. And it's like a lot of people don't really take the time to really study. And it's not just about the products we use on our skin, you know? We got to take a lot of care of ourselves. In other aspects, we gotta drink water, we have to exercise. But, you know, that's why I love to say that the skincare line is the first step to skincare, because it's going to introduce you to that other side of just, you know, expanding your horizon and doing the things that you need to do for health and wellness.
That's awesome. And I just wanted to ask you, like, with you starting your own company and stuff like that, how did everything come about?
Oh my gosh.
Let's talk about it, because this episode is about you, sis. You deserve this.
Ooh, this was a journey. So it's funny. Beauty is Us has been in business for 4 years now. One thing about us is I had no direct direction for the company. I just knew that I wanted to have a beauty organization that was going to promote girls, that was going to make girls feel good, girls feel special. And it wasn't even a company at first, sis. It was actually supposed to be just a TV show. And my consultant at the time, he told me, like, you have such a big vision that you need to make this bigger. Like, you can actually make this into a company. So I went into the whole process of turning it into a company. And I had a really big staff when I first started out. I had about 19 brand ambassadors. I had about 5 executive team members. I had a big staff, and all of these amazing people believed in my vision. And somewhere along the line, I began to lose my vision, because I started to do everything that everybody else wanted to do, because at one point, Beauty is Us was never even going to be a company. So I had to do a lot of sitting back and relaxing, regrouping, disconnecting from certain people, learning different experiences. And I'm here now, being stronger than ever, because I've learned the difference between trying to be a boss and being a leader. You know, at first I just wanted to be a boss. I thought it was so cool. Yeah, I want to be my own boss. I'm my own boss. But as the journey continued for me, I realized how important it was for me to become a leader. And I like to say that I am becoming a great leader, you know, I would like to say, and a lot of my team members would say the same. But it's been a crazy journey, you know, and I've went through a lot of different phases, but it was all a gift wrapped in sandpaper, because now I'm here with a beautiful skincare line. And this was one of the biggest risks that I've ever taken, and I was pushing my limit line doing it. So I just like to sum it up saying, like, this was just a big, big, big adventure to prepare me for this wonderful journey, because it's never gonna end. I'm always going to have more to complete. I'm gonna have more obstacles to overcome. But you know, where I'm at right now with the company is just in a really good, peaceful state, where it just reminds me to just be humble and just be grateful for where I came from to where I am now. You know, I have a smaller staff, but the staff I have is very, very solid. The people who are here with me, they've been there from the beginning. So it's very refreshing to just watch these young ladies grow with me and just believe in my vision. You know, that's so important when you have people that believe in what you believe in. And it's not just about Beauty is Us when it comes to my staff, because my staff is so talented that I want to help them in all different areas of their lives. Like, I have some staff members that do hair. I have some staff members that, you know, want to do music, you know? So it's my duty as a leader to just lead them in the right direction. And, you know, that's just where we are right now.
And I must say, like, I really respect that because it's very important to uplift, especially in our community. And I'm not saying that because everybody deserves to be uplifted, but especially in our community, I feel like it's very important to support. I feel like it's very important to uplift. And sometimes, like you said, like you're learning the leadership role and stuff like that. You just have to be accountable for things and you just have to own up and you have to push yourself over that limit. Sometimes it could be very exhausting, but once you know you have the energy to keep pushing and keep pushing, that's when you see things that start to prosper even more. And sometimes you feel defeated at times. And I really, really, again, like I really respect the fact that you have this staff and you have individuals that have other dreams going and they see your vision and they see your dreams and you're just there right next to them, pushing them in that direction as well towards their dreams. And that's amazing. Yeah. That's really amazing because
you know what it is? A lot of people look at it like they're scared for people to grow, you know? And I'm growing every day. So my biggest thing is I never want to outgrow the ones that truly matter to me. So it's almost disgusting in a way to hold people back from their greatness, you know? Mm-hmm. If from 2 years from now, you know, I always tell my beauty girls, if you want to branch up and do anything else, the sky's the limit, you know. I don't expect you to be a beauty girl for the rest of your life. My job is to push you and empower you and help you discover your next best you. You know, that's my job as a leader because every day I'm growing and I'm trying to touch my 100. I'm trying to be the best version of myself. So every chance that I get, I have to make sure that I give those jewels and those opportunities to these amazing young women. You know, they're so amazing. Different personalities, different ambition, different goals. But the love is just all on the same frequency. The success is all on the same frequency. And we just got each other's back, you know, and I think that's very, very important. And I want to talk about why it's important in the Black community, like you spoke about. You know, a lot of us wasn't raised in a certain way, or we were raised in a certain way to have certain beliefs, you know, to have this independent mindset where I don't need anybody. I could do it all by myself. I could do it by myself. But in all reality, we need people, you know, we need others to help us grow. You know, we all contribute to something. And I think once a lot of people start to really push that message and really help people grow at what they're good at instead of just slapping them wherever they feel like they need to be fit in, because that was my biggest thing at first. I just felt like, oh, I need a social media manager, so I'm gonna just get you on to be social media manager. And it's like, this girl is really good at designing, so why is she not on the designing team? You know, you have to really put people where they're good at and help them grow. Because when you put them in places where they're not too good at, yeah, they can grow and adapt, but sometimes the morale level will be low and you won't really get the production that you really, really are yearning for.
Yeah. And also, you mentioned about how important it is to have genuine people. And you also spoke about, you know, it was times where you had to distance yourself. And I think it's very important, no matter what we do in life, as we're growing, it's always gonna be obstacles where, you know, we're gonna have to decide, like, listen, we're gonna have to put this person to the side, or this situation has to be placed to the side because it's just not good for what I'm doing. And it's very, very important to have genuine people that have your back in order to be successful. Because a lot of times, and this has even happened for me, you fall into categories where you think that, you know, there's genuine shit around you, but it's really not. It's all facade. And it gets scary because sometimes people do it so well that it's hard to differentiate what's what. And as I'm getting older and as I'm learning and I'm just going through mad different phases in my life, I've realized that, you know what, certain things are just not worth it. And you know,
gotta just remove the poison and just keep it moving.
Yeah, because again, it's like, you know, there's room for everyone to grow, everyone to chase their goals and to do what they have to do. But for some reason, especially in our community, it's just like, okay, why is it that we all can't win? Why does it have to be a competition? Or why does it have to be this person is better than this person, so you're not going to be able to be successful?
Well, I have a great answer for that.
Please.
And it goes back again to, you know, the way sometimes we were raised, you know? Sometimes we were raised with these simple mantras like, it's not enough to go around. Or, you know, money don't grow on trees. These little simple things that we're told, it's really deep inside the subconscious where we really feel like there isn't enough to go around. That it's really about me, that it's a dog eats dog world out here, you know? And these are sayings that was in childhood shows, you know, that we recited and, you know, and we stuck with it. It became life for us. And we have to learn to unhook ourselves from those old beliefs so we can now recreate new opportunities for ourselves and new beliefs for ourselves. And that's the only way that the community is really, really going to thrive. You know, I'm an avid shop Black owned and, you know, buy Black, support Black, you know. And you can't make people get on that wave, but I think it's very important that we do more of it, you know. We want to talk about doing Blackout Tuesdays or not shopping at these corporate, you know, businesses, but what about the essential brands? What about your average toilet tissue? We don't have Black-owned toilet tissue. We don't have these little essentials in the Black community that's even going around. So it's a lot that has to evolve and change. And it all starts with us really starting to come together. Stop arguing over differences. Learn to agree to disagree. And unhook ourselves from these old past beliefs that was, you know, buried into our subconscious mind. It's time for us to really, you know, recreate something else for ourselves, because the pen is in our hand to write the story. So it's up to us to really decide what's going to be created. So
as I sit here tonight, and I'm listening to everything that you're saying, I just feel like this feeling of like overwhelmingness, and also it's just, I feel so satisfied to hear the words that are coming out of your mouth, and for you to have, you know, for you to give me the opportunity for me to have you on my platform, and for you to be dropping these jewels, because, you know, like my nieces listen to my podcast and her friends listen, and it's a lot of young listeners. And every time I come on here, and I always stress the fact that, you know, sky is the limit. And for you to be on my platform dropping these jewels, it just means everything to me. And again, to have you as the first female on here and the first Black female to be interviewed on here, it just means the world. And I just want you, in closing, to like, you know, just deliver a message to the youth. I let all, you know, my guests do that. And I would really, really like if you can just deliver a message for the youth. And I also want you to shout out those amazing females that you were talking about as well.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I definitely, definitely want to say to the youth, just to piggyback on the sky is the limit. You know, a lot of us, we get so wrapped up into learning what our purpose is. You know, we try to dig deep. What is my purpose? What is my purpose? And I just want to give some advice on that, because your purpose can be seasonal. And what that means is, as you grow, your purpose can grow. So just keep going. Set intentions, set goals. Dreams without goals are just dreams. So you have to set goals, and you have to work smart, not necessarily hard. I used to think you had to work very, very hard, but you have to just work smart and keep going. You know, that's really the best advice that I can give. Just keep going and believe in yourself. You can do it. You are enough. Don't ever tell anyone. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You are an unlimited being, and you can do anything you put your mind to. Anything. 4 years ago, I said I would never have a product, and today I'm on this platform talking about a product that I just launched. So anything is possible. Energy grows where energy goes, and that's my closing.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Don't forget, you have to shout out your ladies.
Yes. I would love to shout out the amazing ladies of BIU. I want to shout out Gia, my beauty girl Gia. She is the captain. Thank you so much. You've been there since day one. I would never forget when I hit her up about audition. She said, I don't even need to audition. I just want to be a part of it. Beauty girl Nika, she's been with me from the beginning. She's the co-captain. Miss Shanti, she is my amazing, amazing creative director. I will never forget all the countless mornings we spent brainstorming on many different ideas. And I'm just so proud of these three ladies. There's a few ladies that are pendant. I just want to say the rest of the ladies of BIU, I really love and appreciate you. Even past members, you all are a valid asset, and I wouldn't be where I am today without you ladies. And if you ever get to listen, I love you all and appreciate you guys. And thank you, Tiffany. I'm proud of you. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are deserving. And I am honored to be the first lady on this platform. It's a blessing to me, and I thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I thank you, and I'm just like so happy right now. I really appreciate it. So in closing, guys, this was Talk with Torch. Later, guys.